massive. It's Tessa Pease with Tess Barnett on 95BFM.
G'day, Tess. What are we talking about today?
G'day. That's a nice little intro there.
G'day, Cobber.
I thought today we'd talk about pasta.
I'm excited about this.
I've made some pasta. Pretty much everyone I know has made some pasta over the last few weeks.
If you're not trying to make bread, you're trying to make pasta. That's basically the two carbohydrate-based groups going on at the moment.
So I'm also aware, though, that flour is kind of in hot demand. So yeah. I have two recipes here. One with flour that people often recommend to use for pasta, which is the 00. You've probably heard of it before. I don't really know. I think it's slightly more finely milled, which makes a softer, smoother dough. But I'm not 100% sure on that, and I could be very wrong. So correct me if I'm wrong.
Text us.
I'm sure you will.
I'm sure they will.
And the other recipe I've got is just for all-purpose plain flour. I have heard that if you are after flour and you do want to try it, trying to go to the dairies, sometimes they have it if it's not in your local supermarket.
Yeah, from what I understand, there's not actually a flour shortage. It's just trying to keep up with people doing dumb panic buying still. So if you are going to buy some flour, just, buy your normal amount of flour you'd buy. I think people generally know that
there
now.
There is some around, so give your dairies a go if it's not in your supermarket at the time when you go.
Hot tip.
Anyway, so the recipe I have for 00 flour, if you have some, is 1¾ cups of flour to 1 egg with 2 egg yolks, and then a bit of water if it's dry.
So you just use 1 egg and then an extra egg yolk, or do you have to find a magic
egg?
Two extra egg yolks. Okay, that makes sense. So you've got three eggs, but only 2 yolks from weight.
Yes.
I made that so much more confusing. Yep. Carry on, Tess, carry on.
But when you do the yolks, keep your whites. You can make a nice meringue, a whiskey sour.
Yep.
I haven't done that yet. You've done that, haven't you?
Yeah, that's my new Friday go-to, is a whiskey sour.
I'd like to try that, actually. I haven't done that yet.
Anyway. I have to shake it in a Nutribullet, though, because I don't have a cocktail shaker, so it's a little bit tragic, but it still works.
Nah, I feel like, you make do, don't you?
You do.
And then if you've only got all-purpose flour, you can do, it's 2 cups of flour to 3 eggs with 1 tablespoon of olive oil.
Okay.
And the olive oil pretty much makes the dough turn into the same texture you'd get from a 00 flour.
Right, okay.
So that's quite a good tip, I thought.
I think it's a very good tip.
Because, if you can't get that special flour, you can still make just as good pasta.
Just need a bit of oil.
You were asking me the other day about pasta shapes to make without a pasta roller, because I'm also aware lots of people might not have a little machine.
And what can you make? Because I know,
so there's a bunch of stuff. If you've got a fork and a knife, there's a bunch of shapes you can make with those.
Hopefully most people have one or two of those maybe at home.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the name of the shape you do with the fork, but you basically roll the pasta out into long sausages and then cut it up into little pieces that would look like gnocchi, and then take that little piece and roll it down the back of the fork, and you'll get a little shell kind of shape that's got ribs in it.
Okay.
And the ribs are good because they catch sauce.
Yum.
And that's what you
like. That is what we like.
Yeah. And then you can also make orecchiette with a knife, which for this one I would Google a YouTube video on how to do it, because I feel like I won't be able to explain it with words. But you basically just roll the knife over the piece of pasta, and it flips into this little shape.
So what does orecchiette actually mean?
I think it means little ears.
Oh, cute. So that's kind of describing the shape you're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Text in if you've made pasta or you would like to try and make pasta. I want to hear what people's experiences are like. 5395.
When you've got all your ingredients, how do you mix them together? Is it just a case of chucking everything in a bowl and giving it a blitz?
Yeah, so you put all your flour out on a clean workspace and kind of make it so you'd be making... Do you remember in primary school when you made those little volcanoes with baking soda?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you kind of want to make it into that shape. So it's got a little well in the middle. And then you just put your egg mixture in there. And I just use my hands. You just mix it in slowly, pulling in more and more flour.
Okay.
Until you get kind of a shaggy ball. And then once you start kneading that, it'll turn quite smooth.
Awesome. That sounds...
So it's quite easy. And then you let it rise for 30 minutes or so. It doesn't need very long. because it doesn't have any yeast in it, and then you can roll it out. If you can roll it out by hand, then I applaud you, because that is a lot of time, but we have time. You cut it up into four sections and just keep rolling until you get as thin as you possibly can go, basically. They say until you can see your hand through it, but, you know.
But, you know, that's a lot of effort, so maybe
whatever you can manage is fine.
You could also just always turn it into spaghetti or tagliatelle or something by just slicing it up into strips as well, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, sauces.
Sauces, very important part of the pasta situation.
That's what I've got written down
here
as well. What's your favourite pasta sauce?
I'm a real classic. I don't know what the proper name for it is, but I'm a very tomato-based pasta sauce kind of a person. I like something with eggplant in it too. It's always quite nice. That would be my go-to.
Very nice.
What have you got?
Some eggplant, chuck it in with some tinned tomatoes. And
lots of basil.
Go.
That's the one.
I've got a couple down here which are my go-tos or my favourites. Some mushrooms fried off for ages so that they get quite like crispy with a bit of butter and just heaps and heaps of pepper.
Oh yeah,
I really enjoy that. I feel like that's great if you've made your own pasta, because you're not kind of coating it in a sauce. You get to taste like
what you've
this
made.
Pasta that you've made.
Yeah,
which is awesome. Roasting some tomatoes in the oven and then tossing them through, that's also really easy. Doesn't use a lot of ingredients, which I think is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've written down cheese sauce, because I feel like sometimes when it comes to pasta, this gets missed. And who doesn't love like adult mac and cheese or even normal mac and cheese?
That is, you know, the ultimate comfort food as well.
Yeah, and for this, all you need is butter, flour and milk, and basically you just put the butter in the pan, let it melt, add a bit of flour, let that all mix in, and
make
then slowly add milk. And with a whisk, you kind of keep adding milk until it becomes a sauce. And then once it becomes a sauce, you can chuck a bunch of cheese in.
So good.
And that's
so easy.
Fantastic. Yeah, really good. So that's my pasta talk. Try it. It's fun. It's like adult Play-Doh. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That sounds fantastic.
I also wanted to mention as well, I know you mentioned it this morning, but that a lot of local coffee places are selling coffee at the moment. And I've been ordering my coffee from those, and it's free delivery for most of them. And it just turns up to your doorstep a couple of days later. And it's awesome to be able to support them.
Primo as. Fantastic tips there, Tess. Thank you very much for that. Text us your favourite pasta recipes on 5395, or if you have, as Tess said, had a crack at making some pasta at home, I'd like to know how it went. We've had a text that just says bagels and an exclamation mark, which is absolutely not what we're talking about, but I really respect
it
nonetheless.
Yeah, I do wonder if that's my flatmate that's texted in, because we did say we were going to try making bagels this weekend.
Okay, that's
so,
on the next
I'm
on the
not
list.
Sure.
All right, thanks, Tess.
Fennel Hardcore. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95 BFM.